All right. Here we go.
Hello, everybody.
We're back at it. This time it's in the morning. We're going to test
morning podcast.
We're seeing how well this one's going to do. Nico is giving serious criticism to the last one because he talks about
who the heck was criticizing me? I don't understand. I'm a great guy.
You were criticizing.
Oh.
No one was criticizing. I'm saying you were criticizing.
Who the heck am I?
Last podcast. Yeah, who the heck are you fucking criticizing my podcast?
Stupid Night Nico. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, Night Nico is all
tired.
All tired.
Like a normal person.
Yeah. Normal. I think a lot of normal people are awake at night and sleepy. I mean, it depends on what age group we're talking about. Like if we're talking
about... Yeah, Buford and Friends?
Yep. Nick just got back from peeing. Nick has all this enthusiasm, too, because it's morning. He said he'll do a better show. So we'll see how well you guys are actually going to do. We'll see the difference in the quality of a show.
So what's our topic on this podcast?
I don't know.
To start off.
We just start off. I just started off my first
topic. Need a haircut.
Me
I'm
too,
freaking
man.
Tired. Shut up. Look at you. You had a haircut like a couple weeks ago, it looks like.
Dude, yeah. You guys.
But it wasn't a good one.
Who the freak been doing your hair?
My
your
boy hair Elvis.
I don't care how it looks. I care
Shout
how
Shout out
feels.
To my boy Elvis. I hope
oh,
you don't get a ticket.
Feel lighter. My head
for
feels
cutting
10
hair
times
during quarantine.
Heavier with this hair.
I can cut your hair.
No, I don't want you cutting my hair.
I'll pay you to cut.
How much?
How much would you want
to
do it?
Wait. When it's time for me to get rid of my hair,
$10?
You pay me $10.
Deal. I'll go buy a razor.
No, I don't trust you with a laser.
Razor.
Oh.
Laser.
A razor. I don't trust you cutting me with a razor. Yeah, scissors and yeah.
All right.
Wait, you're gonna do it for $10?
You just want me to trim the top, then you don't want me to razor and line it up. I want to try to like line up.
I feel like if he's paying you, he's definitely gonna get something he wants out of it, and that's not a good haircut.
Well, no. I'm gonna try. No. I'm gonna try.
I think Emilio gave a pretty good point about how you're probably gonna ruin my head. So
well,
change my mind.
Nico, listen. I'm not gonna purposely do it. I'm probably gonna accidentally do it because I've never cut someone's hair, but. You should let me cut your hair.
No, I don't know. I can see him doing it on purpose.
Yeah. I can see you being like, I give up. I'm just going to do whatever I
it's
want.
It's like that jelly when we were kids. You're playing with that jelly, and my dad kept telling you to stop. He said it's going to explode. But
when
you
slapped it on your arm and
you
stuff, and then
it
exploded. And then
you're
like,
I didn't know who was going to do that.
What is it?
You're going to do the same thing with this hair. You're going to cut a bald spot, you're going to cut down to the root, and you're going to be like, oh, I didn't know who was going to do that.
And then just shave it off.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
go bald.
Nico's gonna be going.
Let's go bald.
Oh yeah, you guys can go bald.
I'm not going bald. I never want to go bald.
Oh, I'm gonna go
you
bald
go
once
buzz?
It's time to get rid of this
everybody,
all this hair.
Everybody goes bald.
You
want to
go buzz?
Bald. No, I want normal hair. No one ever does that. They get sick of their normal hair and they want to do something crazy. What's up with that?
Cause that's, dude,
that's
because
too.
It's getting out of your comfort zone trying new things.
Exactly, but everybody does that, so it's too normal now. Like, that's
hair
just
is like one of the biggest things about your body that you can accessorize, and that's why people love it so much.
Yeah, eventually, at one
people
point,
just shave their heads all the time.
One point in my life, I'm gonna shave my head.
Yeah, I'm gonna shave my head too.
I wouldn't feel special if I did.
I want to shave my head. I want to grow my hair long again to try it one more
no,
time.
You don't.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it one more time.
You're gonna,
without the glasses.
Are you gonna cut the sides again?
I don't know. Should I? Or
no.
Should I just let it all grow?
I mean, it's gonna be messy like this, but. I say, if you want it to look good in the end, I would make just the whole thing.
No sides. Yeah, the sides gotta make you look like a fuckboy, right?
No, the sides make you look stupid.
What are you talking about?
Like, when you grow
your
hair
out
and
you
don't cut the
fades.
Sides.
Or
you do cut the sides, my bad.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't cut the sides, you look stupid.
Yeah. You did look like... You're from a different country, though.
Yeah, I did. That's what Louis always tells me.
Not in a good
it's
way,
like, you
though.
Look foreign, but you don't look too
it looks
good.
Like, it looks like it looks like you just bent through some stuff. Like, that's how they look.
Yeah, it
they
looks
have
like
that
you,
hair.
I just
it
got out
like
of the camp.
Just, no, it looks like you just... It looks like you just got... It looks like you just... Fuck, I forgot what I was going to say now. God damn it.
Good news. I'm getting my record player drive belt today. So, I'll be able to use that finally. It's
I think
months, at least 6 months.
I think at one point I'm gonna get a mixtape put on one of those vinyls, so then I can start playing my mixtape.
You gotta
tape.
Find the right company to press it, or else it's gonna sound like trash.
How do you find the right company?
Do your research. I haven't done my
you
research.
You gotta do it online.
You learn the research that you need to find a good press? Is there people that talked about bad presses doing it?
Yeah, well, I haven't done too much research, but yeah, I know there's good and bad. Yeah. That's all I know, really. But
and then we can put one of the podcasts. We can put a podcast on that, and we can give that out for a free prize for a podcast to the top or the first caller that calls me. But the thing is, these podcasts aren't live. I'm like my old podcasts. These podcasts just to get recorded, and then they're published once they're recorded. So there's going to be no live contest, but maybe it could be after the podcast someone calls. Then I give them the record, and then we have them on. We'll be like, wow, you did it. Buford and Friends, you earn the Buford and Friends
vinyl. Yeah, we'll put it at the beginning of the next episode. It'll work.
I don't have enough money right now.
Nobody has enough money. No one would buy it.
Yep.
I'll buy it.
No one would buy it. Oh, yeah, Nick has money.
I'm not selling it to Nick.
What am I buying?
See?
A vinyl record.
He doesn't even care.
A vinyl.
He doesn't even care. He just wants to buy something.
A vinyl
record. I mean, that's what everyone else in the world. They're just so stupid with money. They're like, oh.
So because everybody else in the world is stupid, you're going to be stupid?
No, I'm a Jew. Yeah, dude. I'm a Jew.
You're not even going to like it. It's just you. It's us. It's us. This is. It would be a vinyl record of us talking. First off, you don't even have a.
It could be this recording right now.
Yeah. You don't even have a record. You don't have. What is that?
What do you mean?
What is the machine that plays
a turntable?
Mm. A turntable. You don't have a turntable. And you don't have a stereo system. How are you going to start play the record that you win?
Buy it all.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
And just go to a record store.
If you want it that bad, okay.
I'll actually have to order it because I can't buy it locally.
But I feel like it'd be cheating if you want it. I feel like people would be like, that's rigged. He's on your show.
Yeah, it would be.
Unless, instead of putting money into a record and giving it to a fan, we can actually just put money into the podcast for marketing and just get more fans.
You know, I'm going to do a giveaway
when
I get back.
Yeah, it's probably a better idea.
Yeah, we can put all our money into marketing instead of a vinyl.
I'm going to do a giveaway.
That probably would have been the fall on our podcast. You're going to do a giveaway?
When I get back.
On this podcast?
We lose everything. Snapchat. Everything. Why? We didn't gain if we made a vinyl of our podcast.
Because. I'm going to get a shout out.
What are you talking about?
He's saying he's going to do a giveaway on his Snapchat story when he gets back home. So then he can get more customer clout from it.
Yeah, because I'm selling designer masks and shoes. And... yeah, I don't know, somewhat.
But what's it like selling designer masks and suits?
Some reasons a lot of people like them.
Where do you get these designer masks from?
I just sew them at my house, man, and I charge $40 a pop on the mask.
No, someone else sews them for $2, and then you resell them for $40 to people that don't know about those $2 ones.
Yeah, because I'm a scumbag.
Yeah, you're just a middleman, just like everybody else in America. Most people. There's manufacturers. But there's not many.
I feel like...
but even the manufacturers
trade,
get the stuff from China.
You're not the middleman. You're just straight up that guy.
Depending on how much you're spending, pretty much, right?
He's talking about being in a trade. If you're in a trade?
Yeah, if you're in a trade, you're not the middleman.
Yeah, you're the guy doing the job.
Yeah, you're just the guy.
But you should be the boss when you get the trade.
But there's usually a middleman to get to that trade.
Yeah,
you remember we were trying to fix the water heater in the trailer?
Yeah.
I was always talking to his little associate or secretary rather than him.
What, at the place?
We never fixed the water heater.
Yeah, we didn't need to. We had a gym.
Imagine doing that right now, like during quarantine.
It'd probably be better now.
You guys would fix it.
I wouldn't be... I'd be fine with that. It'd be freaking hot out, so then we just...
take cold water?
Yeah, the cold shower would not be cold.
It wouldn't be... it'd be
70 degrees water at least.
For real?
Probably.
Yeah, because the water was cold.
Yeah, it was literally freezing. Like, our faucet would freeze, and then right after that, it would unfreeze, and that's when we tried taking a shower, and it would be terrible.
Yeah, me and my brother lived in a trailer for the...
it was right above freezing point.
First 2 months of us living in Texas. We lived in a hotel before that. But that's what you gotta do sometimes. You just gotta be a dreamer. You gotta go through all those little things just to get where you want to go. And I'm not even anywhere. I'm just in an apartment right now.
Can't wait to buy a house.
Yeah, next is a house. Nico wants a boat. He wants a motorcycle.
I want all those
things. You want a motorcycle?
I want a motorcycle.
Motorcycle, so. Jet ski, boat.
If I'm getting a motorcycle, it's going to be a three-wheeler motorcycle.
Which one to get first, though? Which one should I get first? No. The house isn't in this picture. It's motorcycle, jet ski, or boat.
Get the boat.
The boat?
Biggest boat you can get.
What are you going to do with your motorcycle?
Put it in mom have a house.
Yeah, you're right. You need a house for all that
shit. Yeah, you're going to have an apartment and just sit it outside of your apartment all the time. It's stupid.
And then everyone.
Or you're going to have to pay somebody to hold it for you.
Yeah, you're going to have to put it in parking.
Yeah, you're going to have to pay a bunch of money. Yeah, toys are expensive unless you get a moped. That's not expensive. That was the cheapest buy I've ever had.
I'm going to buy a house.
When are you going to buy a house?
Hopefully in 2021 or 2022.
You think?
If everything goes
well. What about your credit?
I'm gonna.
Oh yeah, your credit's good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He has the best credit of anyone I know. No. This age.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad. Maybe you will get a house soon.
If I don't get
I'm sure you will. And if you do, and when you do, are you gonna throw a little party?
Yeah.
Cool.
Man, I had decent credit, but then my freaking.
Who should I invite?
My freaking debit card went out, and it was from Illinois, and I wasn't able to get one, so I'd use my credit card for everything. It was stupid.
It just ruined your hard usage, right?
So my credit is not bad, but it's not what I want it to be.
It's not excellent.
It's not excellent.
It's not bad.
It's right below fair.
Ooh.
I think mine's in the good zone.
That's rough.
Okay, maybe it's fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
I guess it's fair, but I'm upset with that. I don't
know. I still need to get my credit going.
Yeah, with the flip, man. What are you doing with yourself?
I don't know. Honestly.
Yeah.
I do need to get my shit together.
Just go to Chase, they'll give it to you right away. Man, I don't know what
the. Anyone out there knows how to pay an electric bill in Texas? Let us know.
Yeah, we haven't paid our electric bill since we started moving here. They told us
we were going to get a letter in the mail.
They told us we were going to get a letter in the mail. And then we kept looking up stuff on the internet on how to pay for it. But you need an account number in order to do it. And it's just like, what's my account number? Is it my address? No, it's not. Unfortunately, it's not that easy. So we're just waiting for these lights to go out, so then we have to figure it out. I don't know what we're waiting for, but I don't know what to do either.
I mean, it's already been 3 months, so.
Yeah, this is bad. But it's okay. We're getting everything together. It'll work out. You just work for it.
Put in work.
I wish are you going to do your new job today?
Yeah, I was looking, but I haven't got a notification about anything in the area yet.
Is it all in Austin?
I've been watching it. Huh?
It's mainly in Austin.
No. It's probably just different parts of San Antonio. San Antonio is a big city.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's pretty big square.
In my area, there's not too much going on right now.
But in the city,
it'll tell me when there's something going on.
You think there's something going on in the city?
Probably. I'm sure there's.
That's like too close. That's
I'm sure there's stuff going on in the city. Less people want to go out, probably. Maybe.
I'd never pay someone to get my groceries, especially during this. Like, this would probably be the upside of my day if I was like lonely.
Is to go to the grocery store?
Yeah.
But not everyone's lonely either.
Yeah, that's true.
Some people are having a good time at home.
I think that would be.
There's probably out there someone out. There's probably plenty of people out there that are just loving this quarantine because they just stay inside and have a sex marathon for the whole quarantine.
Yeah, that's
true.
They
just sit in a basement and they just fuck all day. All day.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time, right?
Yeah.
But then you go see the daylight again and you feel like a fucking rat in the sewers.
So then you go back down.
Yep.
Sounds like one of my
That's friends. The only place you just feel okay.
I'm just a rat. I'm tired of feeling this way in the sun.
Nice and rainbows and
But guess what? A rat can turn into a beautiful butterfly. That's what they always say.
So you just turn into a rat king. You just get tamed.
A raccoon.
A raccoon, yeah. A beautiful raccoon.
Yeah,
that's what rats turn into.
A baby raccoon.
They evolve into raccoons.
Baby raccoons.
Once you get from that basement and you get up ground, you're now a raccoon.
Yeah, searching through the garbage. Yep. And then from that, you turn into a deer.
No.
Nah, man. The cycle doesn't go into that.
It's a rat something. It's a rat. Rat man.
I feel like it'd be a cat man, because cats are the next
hobos. No, because it went streets. From rat to raccoon, then it would be...
To cat-coon.
Reptile. No, no! You got it all wrong. It's not the coon... It's not that that's going up. It's the rat. It's the rat that's moving up.
I don't know.
It's just pointless, I know.
This comparison we're trying to make is terrible, but...
It's a metaphor for me to try to get you guys motivated. If you are one of those people having sex, quarantine's gonna be over. And then what?
Then you'll go back to work and feel great.
Okay.
And not feel like a garbage rapper.
It was a good rest time. It was a good time.
Sex is great.
Nick's got his pills. He's taking his pills and vitamins.
Yeah.
Is this how you stay big, or is this something else?
I want to pop one of these.
I don't know. This is how I do my immune system.
Whoa. Is that fish? Oils?
I don't know. This is something for, like, mind memory and something else.
So you don't even know what it is?
Man, no. It doesn't even...
You just take it.
It is. You don't even know what it is? You don't even remember what it is? How does that help your mind? Memory?
You look like you're eating them like candy.
That one.
Oh.
You think I just chew the pills?
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, if you give a dog a fish oil, he'll be so happy.
Really?
You just throw it in their mouth and they bite it and then they just love it. Because it's just raw fish, pretty much.
Does Coco eat his...
I don't give Coco this. Wow. I don't know. I just see it with bigger dogs. Oh. Coco's a pussy.
And he doesn't have teeth anymore, either.
Coco's barely a dog.
Coco's old now.
He's got teeth on one side, that's it.
We knew Coco our whole life, and we're young now, and he just...
Yeah, dude, we were like seven or something.
We were the younglings before. Now we're the younglings,
yeah.
And he's an old man. Oh, we're always been the young.
You're confusing me.
Fuck, he was, what are you saying?
He was there for so many games we played.
Yeah, we used to play mummy. We used to wrap him up in a little towel and put him upstairs and then put him in the dark.
And then he'd shit in my basement and piss sometimes when we played in the dark with him.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we'd shoot him with a water gun.
We had a strobe light and we'd turn that on with him in the room and he'd freak out. He'd poop on the ground.
Man, we're making ourselves sound like animal abusers.
It's not.
But we were only eight.
Yeah,
we didn't know.
We were really young kids. We were learning about animals.
I've heard people do way worse.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot worse.
Yeah. Should we tell them a story about one of our neighborhood friends, what they did?
No. Right. Let's not say
that. We'll
save
that for in the future.
If we get 1,000 views, then we'll tell you the
story.
We'll
release the story. It's not good. I don't even know how we're still friends with them.
I don't know if these guys are.
I haven't talked to him in a long while. Outside of when I was hanging out with you that one time.
It's pretty much the same, honestly. He just plays video games, and then he just wants to upgrade his car, so he just followed his brother, pretty much.
Sometimes it's not all about the cars, guys. Sometimes it's
about what
you want to do.
And he wants to chase.
Why don't you just learn about cars
chase
if you
what?
Want to work on them so
Cloud?
Badly?
Nah, maybe.
Chase what?
He wants the pussy.
Oh.
24/7.
Why don't you just say it like that? Chase, I mean, people chase everything.
Yeah.
But.
Dude, I feel like there's mosquitoes in your house, man.
I got a mosquito bite on my leg.
Yeah, dude. Have you got a lot of mosquito bites in here lately? They're bad, dude. Do they get bad down here?
I haven't got a mosquito bite in my apartment.
Yeah, though. I don't. You probably got them while we were
in that
on a hike.
Maybe a spider bite.
What? Why do you think it has to be in our apartment? We were in the forest.
Because this one wasn't here in
all
the
day
forest.
Yesterday.
Only
and
these ones down.
The day before that.
You just now noticed it. That's why.
Nah.
Did you feel it? Ow! Oh, a spider bit me. I gotta flick that off. Did that happen?
Yeah.
Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what I was just thinking about? Do you have ladybugs in your basement anymore?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Because I remember when we were little, there was just so many ladybugs.
We
made Corey eat some for tacos.
Yeah.
We didn't make him do anything.
I just offered. I said, hey, Corey, I'll buy you. Wait, or was it you that made him that offer? It was me or you. And we said, hey, Corey, I'll buy you a couple tacos if you eat a handful of ladybugs. He's like, you for real, bro? We just high as that. Yeah, that's when we first started smoking, me and him. And then he just grabbed a handful and said, that's so gross, dude.
Man, how do you eat ladybugs?
Dude, they're just toxic.
That's cool, though. We're going to have Corey on this show one
day. Yeah,
dude,
Corey's a crazy man.
We shot him with an airsoft gun,
and his
point
balls.
Blank on his balls, because I just said, no balls, you won't do it. He wasn't gonna have balls in the end.
Yeah, he proved he had balls. But
yeah, man, Corey proved himself one of the toughest in the neighborhood.
Why? That doesn't prove anything. That's stupid.
It proves mentality. It proves his mentality.
He's able to suffer.
Yeah,
he's a humble guy.
He can take it if he wants to.
Yeah,
I think that's what he kind of is showing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid. Yeah.
I feel like you're pretty weak if you do that.
Nah, man, he's just a potato.
You're just giving in, man.
Nah, he's just a tough potato.
You're just giving in.
Giving in to what?
I don't hate
to
on
what
it.
People want you to do.
Well, yeah, if you're doing, I guess, but he wasn't just doing what people wanted to do. Sometimes he was just doing stuff himself.
Yeah,
he like
punched
brick walls. Until he bled, and then
how does that prove you're tough, though?
It doesn't.
He was just angry, man, and depressed.
It just shows that you can physically take pain. And that's all I'm saying about him. He can physically take pain. I'm not saying maybe he can fight, maybe he can't fight. I don't know. I'm sure he has some fighting skills or what, but it would be hard as shit to make that guy quit in a fight. You'd have to knock him out. There's no giving out.
He'd keep going.
That's what I'm saying about him.
I guess you're right.
That's right.
But it's still wrong.
Because that's like most of the fights as a fighter. It's just not giving up. Because average people just stop when they're physically exhausted and beaten. Mm-hmm. But not Corey. Corey, do UFC.
Corey, do something.
Is he still working?
Corey, come on.
Wait, did he get a new job?
Yeah, but he told me he'd quit.
Oh, why'd he quit?
Did he work at KFC again?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, well.
Where did he work?
He worked at like some factory where he put like something onto something, and then he said he'd take like a break for like 8 minutes. He just hang out on his phone, and he said he couldn't do it.
Yeah, factory jobs.
I wouldn't do that either. That sucks.
Yeah. I worked in a factory. Yeah, it wasn't that bad though because
I had to work outside.
Because I was treated so nicely. The women were so nice to me. My bosses were nice. Rob. Max, they were buying, and then my company, they always bought food for their employees.
Yeah, they brought tacos.
They bought me breakfast, lunch. It was breakfast, snack, lunch, and then I went home. And I was like, I'm not hungry, guys. I ate plenty.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm like, how'd you not eat, man?
Yeah.
He's like, dude, they fed me a lot today.
Yeah, it was a good place to work. And then you just listen to podcasts or you listen to music all day, just working on whatever.
Man, I feel like Magna sucked. It was just a lot of the employees I worked with.
I think it's stupid that factory workers can't listen to music.
Yeah, dude, that was stupid. We eventually got them to play music on the big microphone so we can.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah,
no, we got to choose the music too.
Who chose it?
Our line.
Oh.
We were all pretty cool. So
you guys were just like...
There's a lot of ghetto music. Because a lot of these people were from Rockford ghetto.
Yeah, but everyone has a different taste. You need to...
Put earbuds in.
Yeah. What's wrong with earbuds?
Gotta watch you, man.
Why don't... There's earbuds that allow you to hear other things. Like, if you have those ones that just start on your head and they have open ears, I mean, those things suck because they don't play the music very loud. But you play the music and you can still hear your surroundings.
Man, that factory, my TV.
What exactly do you need to hear?
I don't know.
Just in case someone's like, oh, watch out, that thing's about to explode.
Yeah. Put one earbud in.
Exactly. That stuff too.
I'd rather do that than the terrible earmuffs or whatever.
Yeah, do they make you wear earmuffs?
Nah, they have the option to give you these little things to put in your ear.
If you could put those in, why can't you listen to music?
Yeah, I don't get it either, right?
It doesn't make any sense.
I'd put those in sometimes because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, man, I'm going to be like one of those factory workers that retires and is deaf. But I only worked in there for like 7 months.
It was 7 months?
Yeah, time went by fast though because I was cool with all my coworkers.
Yeah.
They wouldn't bring us food that much. I don't know. It seems like... My Mexican coworkers would bring us tacos and stuff like that too, though. They were pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they'd buy us pizza there, but not too much. I'd pretty much just scam. Everyone would just scam all the snacks and there was like this little gas station thing, not really a gas station, but a market. But everybody would scan it and act like they paid for it, and then just cancel them all out and pay for one thing, and get like a buy one get five things free. no matter price.
Interesting.
Because it was all rip-off, dude. It was horrible.
Factory workers, I feel like they deserve a lot more than
That's why we did that.
They have a real... They got a lot of... It's just like...
Mind-dumbing work is the worst work.
Yeah.
So I feel why not treat it like...
Which work is the worst? Work.
Yeah. Mind-dumbing work. Like, you just like a blank... You're a vegetable when you work, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you do your job, but you're not really doing anything else. And you're doing that for 8 hours, five times a week, minimum. A lot of factories will have you work overtime.
Yeah, I'd go for overtime all the time.
Factories always... Let me work
12 hours today.
But I just think...
Man, there's only like one or two other people that were always down for it.
Even our brother-in-law, he talks about... all this stuff in his factory. Yeah. Like, there's some guy that's going around jizzing on everything. That's what Christian told me.
Are you serious?
Yeah. There's just some jizzing bandit guy. And everything, I guess everything's breaking down, and the people that work there, they're not the greatest people.
Where's he work?
He works at a Harley Davidson factory. They make parts for Harley Davidsons, I guess.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But... yeah, you know how factories are.
Factories are lame.
I worked in one of the best factories I could have.
I will never work in a factory.
So thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. I couldn't have done it without you, Rob.
Huh? I think Magnum might have been my best job, though.
Why?
I hated KFC. I hated corn picking.
Nah, dude.
I hated Perkins. Where else did I work? Applebee's.
Perkins was a good one.
Applebee's wasn't too bad when it was slow. Because then you just talk to people.
Yeah, restaurants are fun at times.
Yeah.
They're the worst at times.
Yeah, because then they rush
at the
you.
End
like,
of the
on,
night. Yeah, at the end of the night.
We need your screen's full.
Yeah.
We're
your freaking screen's either full or you're going to have to be doing cleaning and like all that hard labor where you have to close everything.
I'd get that all head started, honestly.
It doesn't matter because then
it's a Friday night.
Because
Saturday.
Then there's just a party of 12 that comes in right before you close and you're like, you know?
Yeah,
at least as a server, you don't have to do that. I like that when I was a server, you just clean up your area and then you count your money and then you go home. As easy as that. I didn't have to do a bunch of closing bullshit. There was a little bit. I had to close the bar.
Man, I kind of want to try being a server.
And fill the soy sauce.
Did you ever want to try it out?
Server?
Yeah, just like one. Maybe
he
for like
more
a month.
Like a trades guy.
I would never work in a restaurant again.
You wouldn't?
No.
Bravo's just totally ruined it for you.
No, it's not that. Like any restaurant would have done that. It's just like, wow, I don't like this. I'm not gonna keep working here. A lot of people just work at a restaurant for years. I only worked there for 9 months, and I'm like, I don't like this. I'm not working here anymore.
And then people are like, man,
you're just weak if you don't work at a place for a long time. It's like, if you don't like
something,
stupid, don't do it.
They don't even like it either.
Just learn what you like.
Yeah, they
move
don't
on.
Like it. They
yeah, why would
it.
You do something for the rest of life?
They just
so
get
long.
Trapped.
Yeah, why would you do something you don't like for so long just to prove that you're
it's
tough?
Like, man, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying with Corey. When
yeah,
you're
but that.
Stuff up.
But then I told you like the other side of it. It's just
I
like,
get it.
With the
yeah, I want to go to the army, honestly. Though,
if you have something
we were talking
behind
about yesterday. I want to go to the army just to go to the army, not for all the other little blankets that they
get. Oh, you would just want a challenge?
Yeah.
I can understand that. Yeah.
Go
that
to,
makes
go
way
to
more
Tough
sense.
Mudder, it seems like that's a challenge. Go to Tough Mudder.
You can do Tough Mudder, you can join the army.
Dude, I'll tell Austin.
Don't take that to
do
heart,
it.
Anybody, because I do not mean
dude, that. Should I tell Austin and Matt, let's make a team, let's make a dream team. And
yeah.
Like, we'll be on TV.
Austin and Mal?
Is Matt? I said Austin and Matt.
Oh, Matt?
Because Matt would do it too.
What is Matt up to?
Huh?
What is Matt up to?
I think he's like a car dealership guy, but I don't even know if that's going on really right now.
You know what I heard?
What?
Jim and Julie told me that his parents hate me. They don't like me.
For real?
Matt?
Yeah. They
Matt?
Say I'm nothing but trouble, I guess. I don't know what I did. I was like, wait, what did I do? And then Jim was like, I don't know. I told him you've been nothing but a pleasure.
What is it? Did they say anything
lives.
About me?
He's a good heart. We already talked. We talked.
Well, no, not Jim, but like.
Oh no, they didn't say anything.
I seen him at Walmart the other day, and they were all friendly. I was just like.
I feel like yeah, they're gonna be friendly in person.
Yeah, it's all just being fake. A lot of people are just fake.
Yeah.
Tell me the truth. I really have honesty. If you don't like me, you don't like me.
We'll yeah, if on. Someone ever comes on this podcast, I want you to know you can tell me you don't like me on this podcast, and I'll still have a pleasant conversation with you. It's still going to go a good way, even if you don't like me, because we'll talk about the stuff you don't like about me. And then people will be like, yeah, I hate that about him too. I just think that's the way it should be. And that's the way it should go. I think everything will work a lot more smooth if people just told you
the negatives.
Yeah. Communication is key. So don't blame that on me. Mm-hmm. I'm just a human being. Your signs I can't read. That's right.
I need a chiropractor. I want to crack my back after this.
I'll crack your back after this. Yeah. Everyone knows I'm the best back cracker around.
I suck at cracking backs.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just like a squeezing thing.
Yeah, I know.
Think of it like as a headlock on someone when you're trying to make them tap.
I don't want that one. I don't want that.
But you just do it on that. I'm not going to
I want the laying
down. When do I ever shake someone in a headlock?
No. I don't know. That's how Petey would do it.
That's how you kill Petey. Petey will give you in a headlock.
No. He'll just squeeze you on like the stomach and tell you to put your arms
on. Man, why are you friends with Petey, man?
Yeah, that's what I do.
That one works good too, honestly.
I'm not gonna lie. I'll crack your back. I'm a good back cracker. But so I've been making new music lately. I've been putting my music out. If you haven't heard my old mixtape, Sweetie T Baby, don't listen to it. It's pretty bad. You can listen to it when I have good music and then you'd be like, oh, that's what he made. But don't listen to it now. Once I start putting out my new stuff, it's gonna be working out. I don't know.
Do whatever you want. He just told you about it, so part of him wants to listen. Yeah. I want you to listen to it.
You just promoted it.
Yeah. I was talking to Robert last night and I was talking to him if I should talk about how my entertainment career is going, you know? Like, I just talk about the stuff that it's doing. So, like, when I go to open mic night, I'll be like, yeah, I went to my open mic. It was blah, blah, blah. And then people can listen to it throughout the years and see me grow and see what happens. It'd be kind of cool. It'd be like a journal, you know? It's like a journal of through my life. And if I kept it going through all these years and then I actually do make it, then people can look back at it and be like, oh, this was when he was in an he was just talking about living in an apartment with no paint, the electricity bill. Look, there he is.
You know, 1 tablespoon of that for allergy people makes you not have as bad allergies.
Why is that? Because it's made from pollen? He's talking about honey, guys.
Yeah.
Are people allergic to honey?
I don't know, probably. But I know, I remember someone telling me that.
Does it say if you're allergic to honey, don't take this?
I think so.
But if you're allergic, to honey?
Damn it. It says, do not feed 2 children under 1 year of age.
I wonder why. Is it just hard for them to like swallow or digest?
Probably because, yeah, it's really thick. And it'll probably get stuck in their throat and then it'll kill the baby. What do you think your baby's gonna be, Nick?
A buff Sasquatch.
What if it's a girl?
What kind of race do you think your baby's gonna be? Like the other half?
I just want another Italian, honestly. Just keep a full Italian going.
You're not full Italian.
My mom was full, though.
And your mom's not Italian.
Yeah, she is. She said she is,
I guess. Your mom's barely Italian.
I don't know what your mom is.
Your mom lies to you all the time. I feel like it's German, right?
Yeah.
Swedish. She seems Swedish.
German and Sweden, probably.
And Jerseyan. She's from New Jersey.
She's from New Jersey. That's just a whole new breed.
New Jersey people, man. She's so, just like them. So have you ever watched
dude, that South means Park? I'm from Jersey Shore because I'm Italian.
Yeah, South Park yeah. You are. Shore. You should be in Jersey. That's what it.
Well, you guys been telling me my whole life,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody just hates themselves there, but they don't want to admit it.
Yeah, I was talking to some girl on the internet from Jersey, and she was talking about how weird people in Jersey are. But she was weird. She was talking about how she doesn't go out. I don't get people on the internet. Like, people that are only on the internet. You need it. Sure, it's fun to go on the internet and talk to some strangers sometimes, but that's not only what you should do. You need to go out. You need to talk to real strangers, because those internet strangers are nothing.
Yeah. It might be a little practice, but it's not much.
Remember when we told that girl from the internet to listen to our podcast? We told her we were going to make a podcast called Two Brothers in a Closet, or Two Gay Brothers in a Closet.
Yeah. And then she thought we were gay together, but yeah, we said, no, we're just two gay brothers.
Yeah, we were in a closet, and I was like, guess...
Two gay guys who happen to be brothers who are not gay together. Yeah. Who happen to also be recording in a closet.
I was like, we're in a closet. I was like, guess what? She was like, what? There's two guys in a closet. And she was like, I was like, you know what that means? And she said, what is, you guys are gay? And then I was like, yep, and we're brothers. And she was like, ew. And I was like, no, we're not gay for each other. And we're having a podcast. And she seemed very interested in it. She was laughing. It was a good joke and set, or a good setup with the punchline whole thing. She liked it. It worked out. But we're not gay, and we're not in a closet. We will be in a closet. Maybe not. I might just... When I do podcasts, I might just move everything. It's not that hard to do. I need to get a new mic mount, though, for the second mic. I have the one with the stand, but then Austin lost the little clip, so it holds on to something, and you can just have the mic stand. Now it's just a microphone with no stand. I could probably find the part.
Hey, I don't know what else to talk about.
You can't just get caught like that.
Yeah, you gotta, can't say that.
You can't even say that either. You gotta talk to me about something random. If you don't know what to talk about, you gotta just think anything. Like clownfish. What's up with clownfish these days? What
happened? Dude, we seen goldfish yesterday.
There was a bunch of
we saw a bunch of squids
and goldfish.
Yeah.
I found a squid and I was gonna throw it at Nick. But you caught it with...
Dude, that would have been so upset. You would have got ink all over my clothes.
I wonder if it would have inked.
Dude, it did ink when I threw it on the thing a little bit.
No way.
Yeah, swear to God.
I feel like they run out of ink before they die.
Nah, there was ink on there.
That's their last thing. They're like, all right, you either ink or you're dead.
Dude, let's get octopus this week. I'll buy them.
What do you want, octopus?
Let's just eat them. Come on, you don't want to eat a squid octopus?
Maybe.
You'll like it. My mom said I loved them when I was 7, and now I want to try it because it's been so long.
I have had octopus.
When did you have it?
When I worked at the sushi place.
Oh, you didn't? Did you like it?
Yeah. Calamari's good.
Calamari is clam, right?
No. Calamari's squid.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Fried calamari is good.
I've had calamari, yeah. Fried calamari, that's the best. Mm-hmm. Dude.
Calamari is delicious.
What did they have? No, that was clams. I know at KFC they just had fried clams.
But I did have octopus, and I had it just the octopus, and that was disgusting.
Like, what do you mean? How was it cooked?
It was not cooked. It was just octopus. It was raw octopus.
You ate raw octopus? Yeah, because that's how they eat it, right?
Yeah, it's sushi. Sushi is that everything's raw, so they served it to me raw.
Dude, how much rather have cooked octopus? You want to have cooked octopus this week? Or squid?
No.
Why not?
Are you scared to try? I don't even know where you're going to find the octopus.
I would rather try that from somebody who knows how to cook that. That's true.
That's true.
Because I'm going to have my experience of you cooking. I never want to try it again. I'm going to get like to have that taste from when you made it. And when I try good octopus, it'd be gross.
We'll watch a couple of YouTubes. Now we'll watch a couple of good YouTubes.
No.
And then Emilio and me will try it first. And we'll tell you if it's good. So then you don't have to try it if it's
calamari
not.
Is good. Fried calamari.
Because me and Emilio.
I don't know if there's a fried octopus kind of option, though.
Sounds disgusting.
No, man. Fried calamari. Fried it's just squid. It's squid. Fried squid. Seafood. And it's good.
I like fried seafood.
So I'm thinking maybe octopus is good. But I feel like that would have been a thing on the menu if it was good. It wasn't. I think there was octopus carpaccio, which was like a salad with raw octopus all over the place. And people seem to like that. They're like, oh, this is delicious. What is up with people asking me? Do you like this? No, I don't. I've never had that.
Why would I eat that at a restaurant?
Yeah, like an octopus.
People need suggestions.
Yeah.
Japanese is pretty foreign.
I did.
Food.
I,
no one's gonna. No one.
I did always. I did usually.
I tried the menu.
I did usually lie to them Or I would be like,
yeah, it's great.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, I just had it yesterday for the first time. Oh my God, you guys will not believe how great this tastes. And they'll be like, what was the taste like? And then I was like, very, very sea-like and very fresh. It was just so fresh.
And juicy. You couldn't eat
it. Yeah, fresh and juicy. People love that.
Juicy, when you tell them juicy, they're like, ooh, grease?
Yeah. People love their grease. If you say something's juicy, they have to try it. Unless it was bread. No one likes juicy bread.
Juicy bread. Nah, dude, what even garlic bread? Come on. That's a little juicy.
No one describes bread as juicy and it tastes good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Juicy bread would be
I want
like
juicy
soggy.
Garlic bread.
Yeah, let's make a restaurant called Soggy Bread.
Soggy bread.
Soggy bread on
soggy waffles is a way better idea.
Yeah. We're still gonna do that, man.
Do it.
We are.
I don't wanna have a restaurant. I already decided I don't like restaurants.
I'm gonna be the guy that's doing the entertaining in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Though.
Come on, man.
An entertainer.
That'll be our first thing.
I already decided I don't want to work in a restaurant, so no.
Okay.
You can be a manager.
I don't care if I'm the manager. Hold on. The beginning, I'm gonna have to work in the restaurant. If I'm gonna make my own business, which I don't ever wanna do either. Then, I want it to be something that I like to do.
Okay. Take this for answers then.
With comedy.
Shut up for a second. Make it a venue. Make it a venue, but you serve food. And it's soggy or it's burnt waffles or whatever your waffle idea was. And just do that thing where the artists seat you, you know? You had your ideas like
that.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot about
that.
Soggy Waffle Deluxe.
Comedy club or like venue or I don't know, it'd be called something.
That'll be our famous plate.
Paper Tiger.
That'd be a good idea. I forgot about that idea.
What?
If we had the artists working for us and then the people, we get to know the artists before the comedy show.
Or concert or whatever. Like say people got their tickets and they were waiting for it to get seated instead of it just being some random theater geek. It's gonna be the main acts, you know. All the acts on stage will be helping and seating you. Now, of course, it's not gonna be big names. It's gonna be some.
Yeah, they'll get shot if that happens.
Some loser comedians and some.
Loser? That's a strong word.
Shitty. Everyone's a loser comedian and everyone's a shitty rapper. Everyone starts off as a shitty loser at first. And it's getting through all that shitty loserness to get to a nice artist.
Hey man, if you're out there listening, I don't think you're a loser. I don't think you smell like poop. You're a good person. Don't listen to anything your mind is telling you. That's how you don't get far in life.
I'm gonna send this to that smelly kid from Hobby Lobby.
Who's that?
Hey, don't say that.
What was that kid's name?
No worries, we're not talking about that guy.
You guys had a smelly friend from Hobby Lobby?
Nope.
His name was like Gary.
Which one did he work at?
In the rock. I don't know. I don't think we should give location straight up.
Yeah, let's not talk about this.
We're in Texas, man.
Why?
Do you want me to talk about something we shouldn't, Nick? Is that what you want?
No.
Then shut up.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. What's your problem?
There's probably something with this kid. Have you been picking on him too much?
No, I haven't. I haven't been picking on him.
Tiffany's like, stop picking on him.
No, actually, it's the opposite.
Really?
Yeah.
Tiffany picks on him?
No, she doesn't pick on him, but I'm like, oh, man, poor guy.
Why? What's wrong with him? He's just a different guy, right?
Yeah, I'm not talking about this on the show.
We talked about a lot of people.
Yep.
We talked about their name, too.
Yep.
Their place of work.
Yep.
People are gonna hate us.
Yeah, dude, we're just gonna be the shit talker podcast.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
As of now. But I think this is a better podcast than yesterday's so far. This is pretty much the end of it. But I'm thinking this was definitely a better one. So thank you for everyone listening out there. Sponsored by Chick-fil-A. Sponsored by O'Reals, oral surgeries, coffee across the Himalayas.
Hi, doctors.
And salt across the Himalayas. I thank you for your sponsorship. And check me out. Check Nick out. Check Nico out. Thank you for listening. Catch you on the flippity flip, guys.